This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Inner-city playground ball reaches its height each summer when tournaments fill outdoor parks with players and fans. 5 years ago, playground ball got a makeover of sorts. Now it's called street ball, and it has a national tour all its own. NPR's Ralph Cooper reports.
This basketball is a religion. It goes far beyond pickup games on playgrounds in the hood. Streetball is rich with lore and stories of legendary players. Dime magazine editor Isaac Perry specializes in above and underground basketball culture. He says that the streetball game of today is totally different than its playground predecessor.
You had the Fly Williams and the Earl Manigaults and the Billy Harrises from back in the day. These were players that built their reputation, built their whole legends on concrete. Their fame was built by simply people seeing them play in the park and talking about them.
Now is big business. 10 years ago, And One was a small Philadelphia t-shirt maker with $1 million in annual revenue. Last year, it sold $175 million worth of shirts, shoes, and apparel. Its success was built in large part on its sponsorship of the And One Streetball mixtape tour. The Streetball All-Stars travel the country in graffiti-covered buses. On the back of each bus, it says, "Streetball is my job." Grayson Boucher is the newest member of the tour, which is part basketball exhibition and part reality show.
Well, what it is they have an open run before each mixtape game in each city, and then they got a survivor contest that goes throughout the whole summer. I played an open run, made the mixtape game, and then they wanted me to go on tour with them after that, and then I ended up winning the survivor contest. Got the contract at the end of last summer.
Boucher, known as the Professor, won his nickname in his hometown of Salem, Oregon. He was taking everyone to school. He's the only white guy to make the And One team. His rise was featured on the ESPN show that follows the tour. It's one of ESPN's highest rated. Plus, it provides a rare peek into basketball culture that most people never see. Anthony Hayward, better known as Half Man, Half Amazing, has a simple explanation.
When you come to the hood, things change, baby.
Berry Farms is a part of Washington, D.C. that tourists don't see. It's one of those places you really don't go unless you know someone. Some of the And One players are here, surrounded by children at a basketball court rededication. Mike Roberts, who lives nearby, says he appreciates the community outreach.
I commend them, man, because, you know, anything that can keep the kids entertained, you know, something that can keep them off the streets, you know, I'm all for it.
And One, the company, began in 1993 as a business school project for three self-professed hoopheads. Their first t-shirts featured a nameless, faceless player doing what's done best on playground courts, talking trash. A videotape of street basketball highlights over a hot hip-hop soundtrack helped shoot the company to stardom.
It's going down, our new N1 players.
The first mixtape featured street ball legend and current NBA star Rafer Alston. Once again, Isaac Perry.
Rafer skipped to my Lou Alston, young playground legend in New York. They stumbled upon a tape of him playing at the Rucker in Harlem. And someone suggested that they, you know, put that tape out because really no one had seen the way he plays. He's almost a magician with the basketball.
And One gave the video to anyone who bought a pair of shoes. Retailers couldn't keep the tapes in stock. They were traded, eBayed, and bootlegged all over the country. Streetball was launched far beyond the hood. And One Vice President Aaron Cecil Smith.
Playground basketball can be professional basketball. You don't have to be in the NBA to be a professional ball player. And that's what we've created.
Ron Skatorzak travels with the streetball tour. He stresses that the difference between an NBA game and an And One game is simply entertainment.
I'm talking about crossovers. I'm talking about throwing the ball off your defender's head. I'm talking about behind-the-back alley-oops, between-the-leg alley-oops, things that have a flair to them but you typically would not see in an organized basketball game.
And One has faced criticism, too. Critics say the kids no longer learn basketball fundamentals. But the kids' reactions are what drives the players. At Berry Farms, Devontae, a 10-year-old fan, says the And One players inspire him to become a leader.
It makes me want to play like them. The And One basically is proven. You show you do moves that, like, make people be like, dang, that's vicious or whatever, and they try to follow you. So I want to be a leader like them and try to make moves or whatever so that they can follow behind me.
Many players quote the late Antoine Flash Howard, one of the original And One players. He's featured in the newest mixtape, Volume 7.
You know, most NBA players, most professional athletes, you really can't go up and, like, touch them. When the little kids come to me, what's up, Doc? What's up? Give me a pound, you know. We laugh and joke with them, you know, like I've been knowing them. And I think that just take a toll on them. Like, yeah, I can actually talk to 50. I can talk to Flash and Hot Sauce. And they sitting, like, 2 feet from me. You know, I don't see them on the big screen no more. I see them, like, right here. So if a little kid really looks up to you, he can see you and meet you and talk to you, ah, you just made his day.
The tour is over for this year, but it hits the road again in June. Ralph Cooper, NPR News.